Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Revolutionary Life here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Revolutionary Life. And I'm your host, Gary. Revolutionary Life, the show tonight. For those who are new, I always try to reiterate that the name of the show is Revolutionary Life. I'm talking to revolutionaries out there. And the name of this show, in fact, the title of this particular episode is Revolution. It's come up recent, and I guess with the current situation going on in the government, you know, no party that's really powerful, that's really running anything, except, you know, there's no tripartite system. There's no checks and balances. So it's just the wild, wild west in Washington, it seems. There's a breach in the matrix. So the revolutionary keeps their finger on the pulse of change, and that's all revolution is, change. Such that when change comes, we can be on the vanguard of that change. That's right. Up front. We can get up front. We can exploit the breach. If we're on in sync, in time, and in rhythm, and see, feel, smell, and taste the change coming. That requires a level of awareness that keeps us in the now, in the present, being distracted by our senses, not our thoughts, not our virtual reality. People have been telling us what to think since we were kids. Now, the revolutionaries learn to think with their senses, what they see, smell, taste, and touch. It's what they occupy their attention, what gets their attention, not what they think. Come on. Every TV commercial is trying to change what you think. Every TV program has been trying to, since you were a kid, trying to change what you think about their particular product, if nothing else. People have been messing with your thoughts for a long time. Some people say there's some kind of government program that messes with your thoughts. So obviously, thinking ain't all it's cracked up to be. You can look at it that way. Or you can look at the revolutionary way. That we were given these senses that work 24 hours a day to tell us about what's going on in our environment, and we pay attention to them. We give them attention. We tend to them. Our senses. And they don't fail us. They never fail us. They're more powerful than we thought they were. We just thought we knew better. So when you got your finger on the pulse, you can see change coming. So it's time to talk revolution. Tonight we're going to get into taking power, overthrowing governments, and the like. So grab a seat, kick back, and relax. It's a good way to end your night. And we're going to talk social revolution. And I'll be right back.
Shall we begin?
This is not a drill. Is that all you got?
And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. We here every weekday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. You never know what the subject might be. So if you see that little follow button, hit that follow button and you might get a heads up of the next program's title, episode. And so, excuse me, guys. And so, tonight, on Revolutionary Life, we're going to talk revolution. I told you, Now, revolution ain't nothing but change. It's the one thing constant in this universe. Change. Things are changing, and they're changing fast. And the revolutionary knows it. I was able to sit down recently to speak to some young men who had t-shirts on that says Black Panther Party, a new Black Panther Party. Given some of the history I have, I was able to sit down with them and talk to them about the history of the Black Panther Party for self-defense. All right. I was able to give them some concept and idea of what was going on at the time this organization formed. Turns out it's very similar to what's going on now, police brutality in our community. The Black Panther Party for self-defense was formed. In response primarily to the oppression by the local enforcement arm of the man in our communities. And I was able to sit down and talk to these guys. And we went back through some history. We talked about what was going on in the era at the time. And we talked to them about the political aspirations of the Black Panther Party. And I talked to them about political parties and taking power in general. You see, they are calling themselves the Black Panther Party, but the Black Panther Party was a political party. In fact, it sought revolution and overthrow of this government and replace with more responsible hands of our liberties and our ability to survive under this government. And so the Black Panther Party was a political party. But listen to me. All political parties want to put their candidates in power, in seats of power that are currently occupied possibly by another political party's chosen representative or senator or whatever. So every election is a bid to overthrow the current government and replace it with your people. That's what every election is. Every election is a revolution. I didn't say revolution by force and violence. Revolution is change. Revolution is evolving. Revolving. So, however that takes place, every election is a bid for power. Every political party is in that arena, has entered the arena for the fight for power. To put their people in power. This goes on the regular in our electoral process. That's all a political part. Every political party, once it is formed, is a shot over the bow to its rivals that it's coming. It's a warning that here we come for power. We're building a political party, and here we come for power. And everybody who has a political party or who are also seeking those seats of power will have to deal with this newcomer. I wanted the young men who sit down and ask me about the Black Panther Party. I wanted them to understand what their t-shirt was saying. Number one, and bigger than anything, it was saying party, as in political party. I wanted them to understand that when you say we are a political party, you immediately are announcing that you're coming for power. Because why else form a political party, an opposition party? Unless you want to put your people in the seats that the current people hold and keep them there for as long as possible. Every election is a revolution. Every political party is someone bidding, or some group or individuals or organization bidding for power. Seats of power. So I wanted them to understand what might be the negative forces, the resistance that they may meet, just based on the fact that they've announced themselves a political party. They've entered the fray. They've entered the arena. And I hope they're aware of that. I just wanted to make sure that they were cognizant of the situation that they are announcing that they are stepping into. They're stepping into a battleground for power. The motive of every political organization is to put their politics and their people who will carry out those politics in power. And I didn't say by force of violence, did I? No, I didn't. Because every revolution ain't that. Get off of it. That it revolves is what's important. How that revolution takes place will vary. Yes. Malcolm X said, by any means necessary. But it must revolve. It must change. And so, if these young men who asked me about who's carrying this T-shirt, wearing this T-shirt, announcing themselves a political party, if these young men are aware of the other political parties in the arena trying to organize themselves together to get in power, political power, then fine. Good. They should be aware of this. They should not be naive about the forces that they are about, the arena they are about to enter, or announcing that they are about to enter even. You're making a bid for power when you build a political party. And everybody who's currently got power and everybody who's trying to get power is going to notice that you just walked in. Be prepared. That's what I'm saying. That's what I told them. Understand what you just said, what you are announcing on your T-shirt. Then I wanted to address one other thing on their T-shirt, which was the Black Panther Party or the Black Panther. Right? I want them to understand that the Black Panther Party was a revolutionary party. It was a political party bent on changing, overthrowing this government. I didn't say force of violence, did I? No. I know there are several revolutionaries who seek merely a plebiscite of people, of the society. to give the bona fide for their fight for change. That's all. Just a plebiscite of the country is necessary. To legitimize that need, that drive, that goal of revolution in a nation. So I had to address the words Black Panther, also Black Panther Party, on their T-shirts. I spoke to them about a party, and I wanted to make sure that they understood what that meant to anyone who saw it, who were part of another party. And I wanted them to understand that the Black Panther Party was a revolutionary party. It was a political party, but it was a revolutionary party. And I'll tell you what I mean. The Black Panther Party, like any political party, had a 10-point program platform. Everybody has a political platform, right? And so this political party, like any other, had its 10-point platform, political platform. Now, when I come back, guys, I want to read to you the 10th point in the Black Panther Party's 10-point platform and program. I'm going to give you a little music, and I'll be right back. All right, but I think I'm back on. Hey, guys, what I came back to do, what I said, I don't know if you heard me because I was having some problem with my sound there, but what I came back to do, what I came back to say for you, to bring to you, is I was going to read for you the 10th point of the Black Panther Party's 10-point program and platform. The 10th point I'm going to read to you. Not that long. Hang on. That to secure these rights. I'm sorry. It starts out expressing how we all, by birth, by being human, by God, have certain inalienable rights. It starts out by saying that among these rights, so that ain't all of them. It didn't list all the natural human rights that one is born with among humans. It starts out by saying that among those rights, those inalienable rights, those rights that can't be taken from you by nature, by natural nature, you cannot be removed of these rights. They're yours. Among them, a life, it says, liberty, freedom, and the pursuit of happiness, pursuing your goals. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is among the many inalienable rights you have as a human being, and that is written down in the Black Panther Party's 10-point program, because the Black Panther Party 10-point program is a direct, quote, pulled from the Declaration of Independence of this nation. And it goes on to say, to secure these rights, these inalienable rights, to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. The definition of why a government exists is in that sentence. Y'all didn't hear me. You're endowed with certain inalienable rights, God-given rights. Among all of them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. To secure these rights, governments are instituted. That's their job, in other words. That's their reason for being, the man says. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That's you. That source of power comes from you, according to this. However, it says that when any form of government become destructive of these ends of protecting your inalienable rights, it is the right of the people to alter and to abolish it, and to institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such a form as to them should seem more likely to affect their safety and their happiness. This Constitution asks you to be prudent about overthrowing your government. People are able to suffer, it says, for a while under stuff like that. Mankind, it says, are more disposed to suffer while evils are insufferable, rather than to right those evils themselves by abolishing the forms to which they were accustomed. But the Declaration of Independence ends by saying, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object invents a design that will reduce them under absolutely despotism, dictatorship, kleptocracies. That's hard to say. It says it is their right, the people's. It is their right. No, it ain't. It is their duty, it says, to throw off such a government and to provide new guards for their future safety, there being your inalienable rights. 10th program in the Black Panther Party's 10-point program is the Declaration of Independence, declaring our legal right to pursue revolution in this country. It was built on a revolution. They call it the American Revolution, 1776 and all. George Washington. The American Revolution. So revolution ain't new to this country. It built it. And it's in its very constitutional document, founding documents, the Declaration of Independence. So can we call for revolution? Are we doing something illegal or wrong or unconstitutional to call for revolution based on the fact that your life, your liberty, your freedom, and your pursuit of happiness, your pursuit of your goals in life, are not being looked after or protected. If you feel like that, and people felt like that in that day, as I talked to these young men who are wearing these T-shirts called the Black Panther Party, New Black Panther Party, I wanted them to understand what a party was so that they know what environment or what they were walking into with that name. So it's not just the brand. It's not just a name. It's a thing. It's a provisional government, actually, when built correctly. A political party is. However, I wanted them to also understand that the Black Panther Party had the Declaration of Independence in every newspaper in the back, and its 10-point program and platform, and its political platform. So if anybody had any question about the call for revolution, we could point them to the founding documents of this nation that told us it was our duty. That if we felt like a train of abuses and usurpations had taken place to near despotism, it was our right and it was our duty to throw off such a government and provide new guards for their future security. That is the security of your rights, your human and inalienable rights that nobody can alienate you from. And unless you feel like them things being taken care of, you might be a revolutionary. Constitution said do it. If that's the way you feel about it, that's the way things are looking, maybe it's time for revolution per the founding document, directions given in the founding document, describing what a government is for. To secure these rights, governments are instituted. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their powers from the people, all power to the people. So tonight, I wanted to talk about revolution, and I want you to understand what I understand is that revolution is entirely legal and often called for by our document, by the founding documentations of this nation. So I wanted them to understand that the young men that I was speaking with about the history of the Black Panther Party for self-defense. I wanted these young men to understand that if they're going to wear a T-shirt calling themselves the Black Panther Party, that they know that the Black Panther Party was a revolutionary party. The Black Panther Party wanted power like any political party. Just by being a political party is a bid to put your people in power and pull, instead of the people who are currently there. Party who are currently in power. So every election is a revolution, is an attempt at overthrowing the government. It's just not done by force and violence. But like I said, the Constitution don't make that distinction. Sorry. My lines are open. My phone number is area code 714-816-4765. That's 714-816-4765. I always allocate a tired part of my show for call-ins. This is that time. I call it your time to shine. And I also have my chat room open, so if you're interested, well, I'm working on my chat room. If you're interested, I'll have a chat room working in just a moment. And you can drop into my chat and leave a question or comment, et cetera, in my chat room. This time is your time to shine. It's my call-in section. 714-816-4765. Thank you. Back. Hello. We're back. You're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Block Talk Radio. Tonight we talked about revolution. We heard the Constitution of the United States of America call for revolution as a right and as a duty. It literally says to throw off the government that is not doing its job. And what is a government's job? The Declaration of Independence say, to secure our inalienable rights, governments are created among men. Governments are created to secure your life, your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Your right to life, food, clothing, and shelter. Every living, crawling creature on earth, the day they are born, seeks these three survival needs. This is 21st century, man. To be talking about food, clothing, and shelter is a revolution, is a call for revolution. It's the height of neglect. You got a cell phone that you can see me and talk to me at the same time. And you tell me we got hunger and homelessness. We got prehistoric conditions. And 2100 and 2018, we haven't solved that problem. We can send a man to the moon. We can blow up the world with nuclear weapons. But we haven't quite figured out how to feed people, clothe them, and house them. Because a government is instituted among men to secure the rights, those inalienable, inalienable rights that every human has, every citizen has. That every human has, this God-given rights. So it almost seems that there is no other real purpose. The main purpose laid out here for government to be created is to protect those rights. Because if that's not true, then why at the end of that Declaration of Independence, it says when a government becomes detrimental to those rights, it is not only your right, it is your duty to throw off that form of government and replace it with new guards of your rights. They're not guarding your rights, then you replace with new guards. The Black Panther Party was going to make a bid to be the new guards for your inalienable rights. To life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, the pursuit of your goals in life. To secure these rights, governments were created. Who get their powers from the consent of the people. Take their power The people give it. The people take it away. So I wanted these kids who came to me and asked me about the Black Panther Party history. I wanted these kids to know that they were all wearing T-shirts, similar T-shirts, and they all said New Black Panther Party. So I wanted to make sure they knew what they were announcing on their T-shirt and the attention, positive and negative, that could result. When you say Black Panther Party on the streets again, then every force that was arrayed by this government to bring down the Black Panther Party, their ears perk up. Not again. Do we have to put together our counterintelligence program again? I hear there's a new Black Panther Party. Pull those old files. Pull the FBI, CIA, pull that old mixed team of FBI, CIA, and local police together. We might have to put this thing down again. You see, I want them to understand that when you adopt the name of something, if that's what you are going to call yourself, then you are also going to carry, reflect, knowingly or unknowingly, you're going to be connected to that history. So be ready. Be prepared. Be aware of what you call yourself. I wanted to make sure they knew. What they were calling themselves has a history. That they will now be connected to just by wearing their T-shirt. Those who were for and those who were against are attracted to those T-shirts for good or evil. When they left me that night, they were aware. They made a conscious decision to put it on next time, knowing what they represent, what they call to memory, the good, bad, and the ugly. The 10 points of the Black Panther Party 10-point program is a full copy of the Declaration of Independence, the founding documents of this nation. The Black Panther Party had a constitutional right, the law of the land, prescribed revolution under the conditions of the time. My lines are open. My phone number is area code 714-816-4765. That's 714-816-4765. This is your time to shine.
Shall we begin? is not a drill.
Repeat, this is not a drill.
Is that all you got?
You're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. We hear every weekday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. You never know what the subject's going to be, guys. So if you want to follow this show, there's a little follow button up in the upper right-hand corner. You hit that button, and you may get a heads up on what the title of the next show will be. But in the meantime, I thank everybody for listening in. I as I end my show, I also talk about what I do. I'm a teacher. I'm an instructor, something you might have gathered by now. Anyway, I teach Spanish and computer IT/IT training, just educating you on your equipment, that kind of thing, getting the best out of it. And I do that on Saturdays and Sundays, and I do it between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. every Saturday and Sunday. And I do them live at 1423 Elvis Presley Boulevard. I'm helping to raise funds there for repairs on the place. We had some structural problems recently that we're doing rummage sales and some things to raise funds. I'm holding classes there every week. I'm teaching Spanish, guys, and I'm teaching computer and IT. That's what I do. And so if you're interested, if you're in town, if you're in Memphis, Tennessee, and you're around on the weekends, come on down to Elvis Presley Boulevard, 1423 Elvis Presley Boulevard, and help us out. While you're there, you might even get yourself some alkaline water. Bring a bottle. It's $1 a gallon. Bring a gallon jug. If you're still paying $1 for a bottle of water, bring a gallon jug down to Java. And you'll get that jug filled for $1. Also, they got the black seed oil down there. Not only that, they got the seeds themselves. If you haven't heard of black seed oil, man, look at that. So come on down. It's that and there's more. All right? See you on the weekend at Java. At the Java Complex here on Elvis Presley Boulevard, 1423. I want to thank everybody for listening in. I want to thank you for listening in again. I always do that in the beginning, but I also do it in the end because I appreciate you. I'll be back here tomorrow night at 10 p.m. I want you to practice in your daily life being fearless and having no doubts, none. If you're fearless, everything that feeds on fear will have to go eat somewhere else. And if you got a bunch of doubts, you might as well not even go out there. Be fearless. Don't be scared. There ain't nothing to be scared of. And I'll see you tomorrow night at 10 p.m. right here, Revolutionary Life on Blog Talk Radio. You have a good night. Buenas noches. Buenas noches. Good night.